The law defines 35 offenses as constituting racketeering, including gambling, murder, kidnapping, arson, drug dealing, bribery. Significantly, mail and wire fraud are included on the list. These crimes are known as predicate offenses. On today's show, we will discuss the RICO Act. That is the focus of this edition of Expressions. Hello, and welcome to this edition of Expressions. I'm your host, Sierra Tavares Reyes. Today's topic, the RICO Act. The RICO Act refers to the Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, a United States federal law enacted in 1970. Its purpose is to combat organized crime by providing law enforcement agencies with a tool to prosecute individuals and organizations engaged in racketeering activities. Under the RICO Act, a racketeering activity refers to a list of specific criminal offenses, including but not limited to bribery, extortion, fraud, money laundering, drug trafficking, and murder. To establish a violation of the RICO Act, prosecutors must demonstrate that an individual or organization engaged in at least two acts of racketeering within a 10-year period. The RICO Act provides for severe penalties, including imprisonment, fines, and asset forfeiture. It also allows for the possibility of civil litigation, where private parties can file lawsuits seeking damages resulting from the actions of a criminal organization. One significant aspect of the RICO Act is the concept of a criminal enterprise. It allows prosecutors to target not only individuals, but also entire organizations or associations involved in racketeering activities. This provision enables law enforcement to dismantle criminal organizations by going after their leaders, members, and assets. The RICO Act has been widely used in the United States to prosecute various criminal enterprises, including traditional organized crime syndicates, drug cartels, and even white-collar criminal organizations. Its application has extended beyond its original intent, and it has been used in cases involving terrorism, corruption, and other criminal activities. RICO provisions. The RICO Act is divided into several provisions that outline its scope and enforcement mechanisms. These provisions include definitions of key terms, procedures for investigations and prosecutions, and provisions for civil actions. Racketeering-Influenced Corrupt Organizations Act. The RICO Act targets both individuals and organizations engaged in a pattern of racketeering activity. A pattern of racketeering activity requires at least two acts of racketeering within 10 years. These acts can include a wide range of crimes. Criminal and civil penalties. Violators of the RICO Act face severe criminal penalties. Individuals convicted under RICO can be sentenced up to 20 years in prison and fined. Additionally, the government can seek the forfeiture of assets acquired through illegal activities. Enterprise. The RICO Act defines an enterprise as any individual, partnership, corporation, association, or other legal entity. It includes both legitimate businesses and criminal organizations. To establish a RICO violation, prosecutors must prove that the defendant conducted or participated in the conduct of the enterprise's affairs through a pattern of racketeering activity. RICO investigations. The RICO Act provides law enforcement agencies with various tools to investigate and prosecute cases. These tools include wiretapping, electronic surveillance, and the use of informants. RICO investigations often involve extensive gathering and analysis of evidence to establish patterns of criminal activity and connections between individuals and the enterprise. Application beyond organized crime. While the RICO Act was initially designed to combat traditional organized crime, its application has been expanded over the years. It has been used to target a wide range of criminal activities. Criticisms and controversies. The RICO Act has faced criticism and controversies over its broad language, potential for abuse, and its impact on civil liberties. Some argue that its broad application can lead to overreach and the targeting of individuals and organizations that may not fit the original intent of the law. It's important to know that the RICO Act is a complex and multifaceted law with numerous legal nuances. Its application can vary depending on the specific circumstances of a case and the interpretations of courts. Therefore, consulting with a legal professional for specific advice or information about the RICO Act is always recommended. Coming up next, we will discuss how the RICO Act has been successfully applied in numerous high-profile cases. Right after this break. So if you try to lay in peace, oh, I'ma leave the door open. I'ma leave the door open, girl. I'ma leave the door open. Let you feel the way I feel in your moment. Like I want you tonight, baby. Tell me that you're coming. Hello and welcome back. The RICO Act has been successfully applied in numerous high-profile cases, targeting a wide range of criminal activities. Here are a few notable examples. United States versus Gambino crime family, 1985. This case marked one of the first major prosecutions under the RICO Act. It targeted the Gambino crime family, one of New York's notorious mafia families. The trial resulted in multiple convictions and dealt a significant blow to the organized crime syndicate. United States versus Microsoft, 2001. While not a traditional organized crime case, this landmark antitrust lawsuit against Microsoft Corporation utilized RICO provisions. The government alleged that Microsoft engaged in anti-competitive practices and sought to monopolize the software market. Microsoft ultimately reached a settlement with the Department of Justice. United States versus Castellano, 2008. This case involved the prosecution of members of the Latin Kings street gang under RICO. The Latin Kings were accused of engaging in a wide range of criminal activities, including drug trafficking, violence, and murder. The trial resulted in convictions and the dismantling of the gang's leadership structure. United States versus Gotti, 1992. John Gotti, the boss of the Gambino crime family, was prosecuted under RICO and other charges. Gotti, known as the Teflon Don for his previous acquittals, was finally convicted and sentenced to life in prison. His prosecution served as a significant victory for law enforcement against organized crime. United States versus Enron Corporation, 2006. The Enron scandal, involving one of the largest corporate frauds in history, led to prosecutions under RICO. Several executives were charged with various crimes, including securities fraud and conspiracy under the RICO Act. The case exposed widespread accounting fraud and resulted in significant convictions and penalties. United States versus Hell's Angels Motorcycle Club, 2007. This case targeted the Hell's Angels Motorcycle Club, an outlaw motorcycle gang. The government alleged that the club operated as a criminal enterprise involved in drug trafficking, violence, and other illegal activities. The trial resulted in convictions and the forfeiture of club assets. These are just a few examples of notable cases where the RICO Act has been successfully employed. The RICO Act has provided law enforcement agencies with a powerful tool to dismantle criminal organizations, target corrupt enterprises, and combat various forms of organized crime and illicit activities. Now we will continue. The United States versus Taco, 2007. This case targeted the Detroit Mafia, also known as the Detroit Partnership. The prosecution alleged that the organization engaged in various racketeering activities, including extortion, loan sharking, and murder. Multiple members of the Mafia were convicted under RICO and other charges. The United States versus Cali Cartel, 1995. The Cali Cartel, a notorious Colombian drug trafficking organization, was targeted in this case. The prosecution utilized RICO to dismantle the cartel's operation and prosecute its leaders. The trial resulted in convictions and significant disruptions to the cartel's activities. United States versus International Brotherhood of Teamsters, 1989. This case involved the prosecution of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, one of the largest labor unions in the United States. The government alleged that the union was infiltrated by organized crime and engaged in various corrupt activities. The case led to a consent decree and extensive reforms within the union. United States versus Colombo Crime Family, 2012. The Colombo Crime Family, one of the five New York mafia families, was targeted in this case. The prosecution alleged that the family engaged in racketeering activities, including murder, extortion, and labor racketeering. Multiple members of the crime family were convicted under RICO. United States versus Medellin Cartel, 1991. This case focused on the Medellin Cartel, a powerful Colombian drug trafficking organization led by Pablo Escobar. RICO was used to prosecute key members of the cartel, including money launderers and assassins. The case contributed to the dismantling of the cartel and the disruption of its operations. We'll be right back after this break. Racketeering. Racketeering is not a one-time score, even if several people are involved. Racketeering is a series of criminal acts. The federal RICO law mentions 35 offenses. These are as follows: extortion, arson, robbery, bribery, gambling, murder, kidnapping, fraud, obstruction of justice, slavery, money laundering, commission of murder for hire, dealing in obscene material, dealing or trafficking a controlled substance or chemical, bribery, counterfeiting, theft, embezzlement of union funds, bankruptcy fraud or securities fraud, criminal copyright infringement, human smuggling, and acts of terrorism. Organized stalking would meet the definition of the RICO Act. So everyone who participated in organized criminal stalking, also known as COINTELPRO, would fit the definition of RICO. It will only be a matter of time. Most organized stalking cases are initiated by the Department of Homeland Security, more especially the CIA. The organized stalking program is used to eliminate what the CIA calls whistleblowers. These are the people who use their First Amendment rights to exercise their free speech. This is no longer tolerated in the U.S. Scenario. I have been gang stalked for more than 2.5 years because I alerted the public concerning what the New World Order will mean to our citizens and what it will be like for the common citizen. Soon after, I was placed on the terrorist watch list by the CIA. This gave them unlimited funds to monitor my every movement, everything I do on my cell phone, and what I do in my home or vehicle. I lost every bit of privacy I ever had. They hired a handler who I loosely know. Then the handler hired many, and I mean many, perpetrators who work out in the field and actually perform the stalking and harassment. Handlers can hire up to 200 perpetrators for each victim, which are called targeted individuals. That's me. I live in Arkansas, and there are a lot of perpetrators here. Let me assure you, I have never terrorized anyone. The U.S. government is the terrorist in this situation, not me. Let me add that there are 170,000 targeted individuals in the U.S. today and more than 1 million worldwide. The organized stalking program is very successful. There have been many victims who have unalived themselves or imprisoned for something they didn't do. They also work with local, county, state, and federal government police to harass you and try to find you breaking the law. These police departments become part of your gang stalking execution. Very few Americans are aware that gang stalking exists. This must change. This program was developed in a way that when you start informing others about the program, they think you are a paranoid schizophrenic or just totally insane. It's so sensational for people to find it hard to believe. This was from John Crowder. These are very, very evil people. The organized contract gang stalking say that they are ordinary citizens. There is nothing ordinary about them. These are very vile and evil, low-life, awful dipshits of the planet. There is nothing about being citizens at all. So, under RICO, organized stalking is a criminal enterprise that needs justice. The Expressions Podcast has been brought to you by Anchor. Like what you just heard? Then please submit a small donation to sustain future episodes at anchor.fm/Sierra Tavares Reyes. Thank you.